That's something that we think about probably more at this time of year than we do like in the middle of winter. But it's something that has to do with our life. It has to do with balance. And as we'll see, it has to do with, balance of our lives, balance of how we look at everything that we do in life. So the Torah starts off in Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph in Arachaim. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. The Torah starts off his entire magnum opus. The Torah doesn't get enough credit. The Shulchan Aruch is amazing, but we call it the Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. It's really the Dal Chalkei Torah. Right, the Torah we should talk about him. But again, the Torah says, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanamer Kal Kanosher, Rotz Katzvigi Bar Kari, right? We should be as strong as a leopard, as fast as a Nesher. I once went on a teal up north, and they said, people mistranslate that as eagle. Really, it means vulture. I'm like, okay. So, I won't translate it. Right, Rotz Katzvigi Bar Kari, have to be as strong as these animals, and as fast. To do the Ratzon Hashem. Just parenthetically, I once heard an amazing vart on this Mishnah, on the thought. Why doesn't he use it? This has nothing to do with our shir, but it has to do with this Mishnah. Yehuda ben Tema Omer says, why doesn't he just say, wake up strong, have az, v'kal, v'ratz, v'gibor? What to bring in the animals for? How does that help us? How does that deepen our understanding? So Yehuda ben Tema, the pshat was, I don't remember, I think it was in one of our Bitterman's farm. He says, does the Namer get up and like wonder, should I be Oz today or not? I don't know, I'm not sure, let me think. Does the Tzvi wonder whether he should have a Rutz day or a non-Rutz day? Does the Nesher wonder if he should be Kal? No, it's part of their essence. It's like Memela, it's they've conditioned themselves, not the condition. Hashem conditioned them, Hashem put it into their mahus that this is what these animals do. So the goal is that we should have these attributes as part of who we are, not even as something that we have to decide. It should just become so part of us that we should be Az Kanamer and Kal Kanasher and Rotz Katzvi and Gibar Kari. Okay. But we have to get up and jump out of bed. Sarach Adam Liz Gaber Kari Labod. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to jump out of bed. Rav Elia Lapian, right? They said, well, even when he was very, very old, he was Mekayim this halacha. He jumped out of bed, and he wanted to make sure, and they said, Rebbe, just take it easy. Like, why? So it's good to be Makpira, why is, so you jump, he says. Rav Elia Lapian says, in Olam Haba, I'm gonna be sitting at a table, after 120, and then the Malach's going to be on the other side, I'm going to be over here, and he's going to take out a Shulchan Aruch and say, no, Elia, let's see how you are. I don't want to get out on the first question. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. I don't want to get out on the first question. So that's why. You then Az Kanamer, Kal Kanasher. That's what he says. He was makvid even on that. But what is reflected in this Mishnah? You got to jump out of bed and use every second of your life. You got to use every moment because every moment is precious. And we know the Sfarno tells us in source number 2 in the beginning of Achodesh Hazalachem, that's why the first mitzvah that we received nationally was that mitzvah, Chodesh Hazalachem. Because that's the mitzvah about controlling your time. That's the mitzvah of Am Yisrael on a national level, fixing the calendar. Chodesh Hazalachem, Mikan ve'elach yu achadashim shalachem. La'asos mem kirtzonchem. Now the months are going to be yours to do what you want. When you were a servant, when you were a slave, you didn't have the months, the days for you. You were subject to other people's schedules. Because this is when you control time. So every second is accounted for. The Vilna Gaon, the story goes, again, and a number of these stories are documented. Right? Some stories were like, we just say, we don't know if they're true or not. But we have two of the sources, the major stories of the Gra, were documented by his Talmidim. Rav Chaim Yolajna, I think, in the Hagdama of the Sifri Ditzdeusa, the gross commentary on the Zohar. I've never looked at that one. But the other one, the Hagdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan, Pa'as HaShulchan of Yisrael Mishklav, says Talmud who wrote the Sefer on Mitzvah Satulias Baretz, Yisrael Mishklav. Why is it called Pa'as HaShulchan? Because there's Shulchan Aruch, and then there's the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table. Right? Because he didn't write on all the Mitzvah Satulias Baretz in depth. So he wrote that Sefer, Rav Yisrael Mishklav, one of the Talmidim, the Gra, who came and made Aliyah. And in Akdama there, he has 10 pages, that I've read, where he talks about some of these amazing stories about the Gra, about putting his feet in ice water and hardly sleeping and the like. But the Gra, at the end of every year, he did tshuva for the minutes that he wasted that year. The minutes. He kept track. He kept track of what he had to do tshuva for. So we want to be good Jews. We want to be Ovdei Hashem. Is there any idea such as downtime? Is there any idea as Bein Hazmanim? Right? Does that exist? We'll see the Shlach HaKadosh in a few minutes who says, there's no such thing. Bein Zmanim what? Like, Bein Zman to be an Ovid Hashem and not to be an Ovid Hashem? Like what does that mean? Like, so, what is a break? What do you do by the break? The Shlach HaKadosh would say, what do you mean, break from what? Right, so how do we take those statements? And how do we understand them? Again, we want to be, you know, good Jews. Is relaxing a non-Jewish concept or a non-Ovid Hashem concept? Like, how are we supposed to live our lives, right? We want to be lechatchila Jews. You know, we don't want to say what people do, but we want to do what, you know, what we should do. So how do we look at our lives? So, just starting off on the surface, seems like you got to use every second. Seems like every second is precious, and there are a number of marmakomos that you have in front of you that seems to point in this direction. Right, we know the famous Gemara. Again, it's famous if you know it, but this is one that's pretty well known. Source number three, Brachas Lamed Hey, the machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai about how we're supposed to live our lives, right? Based on the psukim in Shema, Tana Rabbanan V'yasafta Deganecha, you shall gather your grain. Matam Alomer, what's the message of gathering your grain? What is the Torah telling us? Lefi Shenem Arlo Yomer Sefer Torah Zemipicha. The pasuk says in Yehoshua that the Torah shall never leave your mouth. You might think that's literal. Literally, the Torah can never leave your mouth. You have to learn every second of your life. No, it says, gather your grain. Bishmol says you got to make a living. Making a living. This is the Torah's heter of making a living. That's a topic of a different shir about Parnassa. Hopefully, maybe we'll talk about that one day. But that's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, this pasuk is telling us that we're not supposed to be learning every second. Meaning, the second that we're not learning, we have the heter to make a parnasa. But even Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say that you could waste your time. You could do other things. Sounds like when you have to make a parnasa, you make a parnasa. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, of course, Shimon Bar Yochai has the more radical shita. I guess, whichever you might say, that Rabbi Yishmael is more radical, depending on which way you're looking at it. Shimon Bar Yochai just says, you got to learn every second. After Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha V'Zarei B'Shas Zriya, is it possible that a person should plow during plowing season? V'Zarei B'Shas Zriya, and sow during sowing season. V'Kotzer B'Shas Kizira, and harvest during harvesting season. B'Dash B'Dash Gisha, right? He does all the Lamed Tes Malachas. It's always busy season. Torah Matehei Aleha. What's going to be with Torah? What's going to be? He says, Rosh Hashanah, it can't be. That you can be farmers and this and that. Ela, rather, having a Parnasa is only when we're living in a B'Dievet world. When we're doing Ratzon Hashem, Malach Tanasa Sadei Achirim, then the work will be done for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Right? We'll learn all day. We'll daven all day, based on the pasuk in Navi. But if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then Malach Tanasa Sadei Atzman, then we're going to have to do our own work. That V'Yasadu Ganecha is a curse. Right? How do you work that into the Shema? That's the Rishonim try to deal with that, because it sounds like from Shema that V'yasadu Ganecha is in the first half of Shema, which is the Im Shemoa Tishmua Mitzvosai. Okay, Kasha. But either way, you see from this Gemara that they got to use every moment, either for Torah or for, I'll give you a heter to make a living. I'll give you a heter. But is there any time for anything? Exercise? Is there room for anything else? Right, or the Gemara in Benachas, Adites. Shaul ben Dam ben Achosel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's nephew asked him, "Kigon ani shlamati kol haTorah kula. I learned kol haTorah kula." Must have been. He wasn't saying this alt gaiva. He was saying this because I've been through Torah. I know it. Ma ulum chachmas yivanes. Could I study other wisdoms in the world? Karei lavemik razeh. Rabbi Yishmael answers him, "Sure. When it's not day and night, do whatever you want." And he doesn't mean ben Hashmashos. Right. Lo yomer sefer atorah zemi picha v'gizbe yom alayla. Tzei b'dok shashin lo yomen ayom v'lo men alayla v'lo mo b'chach was yivanis. Meaning, Bishmael is saying, no, Torah is not about just the knowledge of the result. It's at the maisalim, it is about the depths. And therefore, basically saying, there's no time. Find me a time, and then it's not day to night. You read these Gemaras, and it sounds like that there's not much room for much else. Yes?
According to Rashi, in the Mitzvot where Israel lost in the social makom, can you not let Chila do Mavach? It seems like he says, Melchtam is said that it's
not. So what is it? That's a question of, you know, if we're not doing Ratzon Hashem. But is that on Tzibur, or is that on every Yachid should try to do the Ratzon Hashem?
Right. Basically, Yachid is living at a time of creating things on the moon, so can he, because of the Melech HaLech HaChila, because Melchtam is said that it's not.
Or can he do learning Lech HaChila? Which is the one that you need the heter for, right? Not so clear. This Gemara obviously is a separate topic in terms of making a living and sitting and learning, and that's not for us today exactly. But it sounds like from these sources that you got to use every second properly, or a Gemara that we probably quote once a week. Source number 5, Shabbos Peites. Right, Matt will tell you exactly how often we've quoted this Gemara. The Gemara talks about, remember, Yitzchak Avinu was bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael. Avram didn't work, and Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't work. So Yitzchak. So in towards the end there, remember what he says? He says, come on, you can't blame them for so much, right? The first 20 years, they're not responsible for the Shemayim. So there's only 50 years left. Half the time, they're sleeping. So there's only 25 years left. And then take another half the time off when they're involved in their basic human needs. Right, which are, as the Gemara says, right, Dal Esrin v'chamish t'leilusa, Pashal Esrin v'chamisha, 25 left. Dal Tarte Yisrael Palga, Titzluye u'mecha b'zakise. Davening, we've spoken about that. Bathroom, eating, drinking. Doesn't say here. And downtime. And relaxation. Where's that? Yitzchak, come on. Right, isn't that also a basic human need? Right, so where is that in this picture? So again, all of these sources seem to reflect that every second is accounted for. Every second has to be accounted for in terms of Avodas Hashem. And then you have the thought of the Sichas Musar, which again, some of you might be familiar with.
What about the fact that they're sleeping 12 hours a day?
Okay, they're sleeping 12 hours a day. I don't know. They slept a lot. Maybe when it was dark out in the winter. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in source number 6, ask the question of the Bali Musar, or points out the question of the Bali Musar. Right? We, as we'll see, this Gemara isn't an extreme, but we see some of these sources. Maybe it's hard for us to connect to, but obviously, Beis Hashem, we will. Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz talks about the Gemara in Nedarim and Ksubis. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes away for 12 years, and he is on his way back. And remember, he overhears his wife talking to an older man, and the old man says, "Nu, what's going to be with you? Well, how long are you going to be an amanachaya, right? A widow while you're alive?" And what does she say? If it was up to me, he'd go back for another 12 years. She heard that he was coming. So to me, he'd go back for another 12 years. So what did he do? He turned around and left. And asked the velt. He couldn't just come say hello to her. Just say hello. So again, this is not halacha l'maisa, right? You should say hello. I say, but for Rabbi Akiva, what's the message of the Gemara, though? He couldn't just come say hello. So Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, Ein Adoma 12 and 12 and 24. Ein Adoma. If you turn around and go straight back, there's Ritzifus. Ritzifus. Ezra Akiva Matz, V'karhim Shulaz Inyan Shal Hefzik. L'mivishimavashal Mecham Shomayim Aleish. You take like a break in the learning, right? It's like you cook a pot on the fire. You want to cook water, so you leave it there for 10 minutes on the fire. What if you put the water on the fire for 2 minutes? Then a while later, you put it for another 2 minutes. And then, altogether, 10 minutes. Doesn't work. You can't do 2 minutes 5 times with breaks in the middle. You got to do straight in order you want it to boil. So says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, you got to go straight if you want to be boiling, if you want to be on fire. Right? You can't take a minute. And so it's Rabbi Akiva Matzinu. He says, Shabbala Beis Lacha Yud Beis Shana, Shalom Ater Michutz Labayis. And the term she comes to Shema Meachari Dallas, he heard his wife talking. And then he turns around. So it must be Rabbi Akiva knew the Hefsid. The Hefsid, again, this is not Lamaisa, any Chas V'Shalom for us. And it is Chas V'Shalom for us. But in terms of the message that we get, let's see, you read these Gemaras, you read these sources, it's seems pretty clear. No, what do you mean a break? A break is for those weak spiritually. L'chadchila. Right, the Shlach HaKadosh that I gave you before, that I mentioned before, 7. For davar zeh yehi noeg zman u'bein hazmanim. V'lo yizocher v'lo yipakeit shem bein hazmanim. V'yeyakir min ha'olam. Az tia tarasenu taras Hashem temima. What do you mean, bein hazmanim? What does that mean? There's no between zmanim. Okay. So what exactly, how are we supposed to live our lives? And even before we just look at these stories, these sources, we might just make one line. Say one line. Puch chazi mayam adabar. What does that mean in the Gemara? The Yerushalmi has a similar lashon. Go see what people do. Throughout the generations, even going back to the Gemara, the greatest of our leaders take vacations and relax. All the stories about the Gdolim in Europe that go up on, I don't know, one of those Baltic seas up north, the Black Sea, and they go on to vacation spots. So the Uvda, the Metzius, is that there is some leisure time. They take some time off. So what do you do with these Gemaras? Right? You might say that there are even some, you know, some great leaders of ours that go to different, I don't know, go to the symphony if they enjoy that kind of stuff. Go to the zoo. You know, go to the zoo. Right? So what is, I love the zoo. I never go, but how do we deal with that reality? How do we put it into the Marmakomos, and how do we view it? And how do we take the message into our life? Maybe it's even hinted to this idea in the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel. Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. Avodah Zarah is the only Masechta that. Finish my sentence. Begins with Agadata. Excellent, thank you. That's my Daf Gimel. The only Masechta that starts with Agadata. So the first couple of Daf says the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav. Shtei Masrei Shos Have a Yom. This is a great Gemara. What does Hashem do all day? What does Hashem do all day? So there are 12 hours in a day. Shalosh Rishon Zakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Ozik BaTorah. Source number 9. Right, the first 3 hours Hashem sits and learns Torah. Okay. Shnios Yoshev Vedonas Kol Olam Kulo. Second 3 hours he sits and judges the world. Judges the world. Kibbut Shorosh and Chayav Olam Kliya. Once he realizes that the world's not doing so well, he switches thrones and he goes from the Mida Kisei Adin to the Kisei Arachamim. Does this every day. Shlishis. Yoshi Vizanas Kola Olam Kulo, the third part of the day, he makes sure that every creature has sustenance. Mikarne Re'evim at Beitze Kinim, went from the largest creatures to the smallest creatures. So Hashem learns, Hashem judges, Hashem sustains. Fourth, what does Hashem do in the late afternoon? Revios Yoshev Umisachekim Levyasan. I don't know. How do you translate that? He plays with the Leviathan. He plays with the Leviathan. Shnemar Leviathan Zeh Yitzarta L'Sachik. But what is that meant to teach us? So there are a number of ways you could go, but one understanding could be there's also this part of the day to relax a little bit. Kaviyachol. Kaviyachol. But what are the rules? What are the guidelines? What are the rules? So it's a great philosophical question that we could ask. Is there any Dvar Rishus in our life? Or is everything that we do right or wrong? If you're doing what Hashem wants, it's a mitzvah. Right? We know there are mitzvos and there are averas. Is there anything in between? Is there anything between a mitzvah and an avera? So, Rav Kook says maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. Based on a machlokas we've shown him. At a left field. Let's look at this, Rav Kook. Source number 10. There's a machlokes in Brachas Dav Gimel. How long is Bein HaShemashos? Right, is it a certain amount of time? However long Bein HaShemashos is, three-quarters, the time it takes to walk three-quarters of a mil. Or is Bein HaShemashos terrifying? Like the blink of an eye, Rav Yossi. Machlokes Tanoim. Suggests Rav Kook al Pidrush. There's day and there's night. Day is like right, night is like darkness, and mitzvah and sin. Is there anything in between? Is there any gray? See, he quotes a machlokas between the Ravid and the Chovas Halavavos. Right? Whether there's anything called Varishus. Says the Chovas Halavavos, whatever you do is either a mitzvah or an aveira. If Hashem wants you to do it, it's a mitzvah. If Hashem doesn't want you to do it, it's an aveira. Chovas Halavavos, he's on line one, line where it's under, where it's underlined. Im yesh b'mitzius inyan memutza. Is there anything in between bein maisa mitzvah l'aveira? V'hechlesh ein b'nei memutza klal v'chavos l'vavos holds. There's nothing in between. Ha-hechrech, what you have to do is a mitzvah, and what you're not allowed to do is usher. And from the Ravid, he says, he quotes the Ravid in the Bali Anefesh, that's the Ravid in his Sefer on Taras and Shpacha. He says, no, there's middle ground. There's middle ground. And maybe that's the machlokes b'bein hashmashus, Rav Kook says. Rabbi Yossi says, there's day, there's night, period. And when it switches, switch. Terrifying. While the we paskin, no, there's gray. It's a process. So the Chovas Halavavos can't mean this literally, though. Because we know there are many sources in Chazal that there's a concept called Divrei Rishus. It's clear. Right, I gave you three examples, 11, 12, 13. There's clearly something called Divrei Rishus.
Is Rav Kook connected to the Chochmah Benishmar? It's exactly that. I know the Benishmar, like, finds the Benishmar. It's Manchulian and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I said before, I don't think he's talking about Benishmar. There's a lot of lumps about Benishmar, but I don't think he's talking about that. But you see, there are three Gemaras right in front of you, three sources in front of you. First Gemara, source 11, Shabbos Yutes, Eimachligin Besfina. What the reason for this Gemara is not our topic now. Machlokes, Rashi, Balamor, Tosfos, what the reason for this is. The Gemara says, you can't go in a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. Ein mafligin sfina pa'adosh al shiyam kodom ha-Shabbos. Ba'medvar mamurim l'divar rishus. That's only if you're going for a rishus. If you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you could go on Friday. So whatever that Gemara is, but you see there's a concept called divrei rishus and dvar mitzvah. Or, as we know, the Gemara talks about two types of war. Two types of war. The Rambam discusses it. There's Melchemes Mishrus and Melchemes Mitzvah. Right? Different rules. Tafyomi did Sota a couple weeks ago. Eze Melchemes Mitzvah. What's a Melchemes Mitzvah? Seven Amamin, Amalek, to defend Klal Yisrael. Melchemes Rishus is a voluntary. Expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly there's a concept called mitzvah, there's a concept called rishus. Or source 13, I just gave you one line because we've done this source in a larger way in other contexts, where the Rambam says everything we say could fit into one of five categories. Every single word that we say is in one of five categories. Right? Either it's mitzvah or it's aveira. The third category of the Rambam is Divrei Rishus is not a mitzvah, but it's like stuff that you need to live, you know, carpool and shopping and I don't know, stuff that you need to live for life that you have to talk about.
It's a hobby, right?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that too deeply now, but the Rambam says, look, mutter, mitzvah asur ma'us ahuv mutter. So again, we've spoken about that Rambam in the past, but you see clearly. So what's the message here? What's going on here? So we see the discussion, the Chovas Halavavos and the Ravid, but we know there's definitely categories. What would the Chovas Halavavos do with all these sources? So the secret of it all, and it's obvious, but we're just formulating it, is how you define Dvar Mitzvah. How do you define Dvar Mitzvah? You find even in the halachic realm, the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the great sources for all, you know, Minhage Ashkenaz, Yisrael Isserlin. Almost every Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He lived right beforehand, 1400s. So the Trumas Hadeshen says in source 14, he talks about the concept of an Erev Tchum. Right, an Erev Tchum, to extend my Tchum outside the city. Right, the Gaonim say you're only allowed to make an Erev Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah. For a Dvar Mitzvah. What if I want to take a walk on Shabbos? Is that a Dvar Mitzvah? I just want to take a walk. I want to go visit my friend. Is that a dvar mitzvah? It's not learning Torah. It's not shaking a lulav. Is it a dvar mitzvah? Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Hadapaskwa Gaonim, Shaasal Arveir Truman, Elo Dvar Mitzvah, Im Yeshli Yisrael Pardes, Yafechus Latrum, I have a nice orchard. Vayachavis Lalecha Sham Biyantif, I want to walk there. Litayel Velischok Sham, Lissameach Biyantif, Al Yede Erev. Is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Says the Truman Sedeshin, yes. It's part of your Avodas Hashem. Your kavanas are good. Yired to shori la'arif ki agavna. Sure, to holich biyantif l'tayel choshe l'dvar mitzvah. To dvar mitzvah. Or, I remember I saw this tshuva many years ago, and I was shocked when I saw it. But it's such a fascinating tshuva. Simen samach aleph. She'ela. Mashenogim rov b'nei adam af ha'medaktikim b'maseihem. Many people, even those who are medaktik in their actions, lehis asif biyom haShabbos la'achar yitzias Pesach Knesses. After shul on Shabbos, they go outside the shul and shmooze and hawk about what? Current events. Is that okay on Shabbos? Not just during the week. Ulasaper Shmuos Meinyani Malachim Misarim. Talking about kings, Virak Melchamos, and wars. You don't get more current eventsy than that. The Shmuos about current events on Shabbos. Am Yishchash Isser Bedavar. Is there any problem with that? Is there a problem? So he says, let me think about it. And he quotes Tzorach Ladakhtik Bedavar, the Rush. He quotes the Rush at the end of Shabbos, and the Tosfos Oslabas Pesicha Batela. You're not supposed to talk extra on Shabbos at all. There's Yerushalmi that says, Bekoshi Yitiru Sheva Shalom B'Shabbos, even saying hello. Says to Shumat Tadeshim, look what he paskins. Amnam, what's your kavana? What's your kavana? Im Osem B'nei Adam Mis'anki Mekach, if you enjoy it, again, it can't be Lashon Hara, but if you enjoy it, Kishim Adabrim M'Misabrim Shmuos Me'am Alachim Mesorim L'cham Oseim, you get a geschmack from schmoozing. Kederach Harbi b'nei Adam shemisavim l'kach nira devadei shari. It's mutter. Not just during the week on Shabbos, because it's like the smock. This smock is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Are you allowed to take a power walk on Shabbos? Like getting your blood flow going. Not, right? Hiluchach shlotei benacha bihei benacha. It's relaxing. What if somebody says the Shulchan Aruch, if you enjoy it, go for it. Again, you have to stay in Shabbos clothes, and you have to, you know. Bachurim hamis angim b'merutasim v'kvitzasam. The bachurim, those young men that enjoy it, mutter. V'chein liros kol darashim is angim bo. Hachazinon. That even though it says your derechecha should be different, but if you enjoyed it, it's mutter. Says the Shumas Hadeshin, sicha yaseir is okay. But, he ends off the tshuva, but if you're doing it because of peer pressure, you don't enjoy it, you just want everybody to see you there. You want everybody to like, you know, I'm there too. Then it's aser. Because what is sicha b'teila? Right, the peer pressure. But what do you see from both of these Shumas Hadeshins? How you define mitzvah and, you know, kavanas l'shem shamayim is flexible. Mitzvah and Torah doesn't just mean learning Torah and doing specific mitzvos. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simin reish lamed aleph. It's a refrigerator simin. You should put it on the fridge. Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. The name of the Simon is one paragraph. Shekol Kavanas Yilu Shem Shamayim. That's the whole Simon. That's the title of the Simon. Shekol Kavanas Yilu Shem Shamayim. That's the Simon. Right? And you have it there. I gave it to you. This is after Mincha. What are you supposed to do the rest of the day? If sleeping helps you, you can take a nap. Vapazem Alo Te Kavanas Lanas Gufo L'Achze Gufo. Right? Have Kavana. If what you're doing with proper kavana, it's nechshav l'dvar mitzvah. What did we say before? If it's not a... There's no such thing as something between mitzvah and aver. You know what the Chofetz Halevavos will say? He'll say... he's going to argue on all these Rishonim and all the Gemaras. Yes, halachically, there's something called the dvar rishus, but even that dvar rishus, if you're doing it l'shem shemayim, in the larger sense of the word, it's a mitzvah. Right, in Surah 17, one of the Achronim, Yosef Ometz, one of the early Achronim, says... if you go on vacation in order to recharge your battery, in order to basim avira, there's great air there. Kadeshi daito tslulo kshasul limuto, so your head is clear and you could go back to learning even stronger afterwards. Then that's a mitzvah. And that's needed, and that's good. Probably my favorite source in this whole packet, the source 18 and 19, the Tiferes Yisrael. One of classic commentaries on Mishnayos. Right, we know there are 48 Kinyani Torah. 48 things that you have to use for Kinyan Torah. To be Kona Torah, 48 Midos that we have to perfect. One of them is called Miyotzicha. Miyotzicha. So the Pashup Shad of Miyotzicha is, don't talk so much. Don't talk so much. Don't shmooze so much. Right, the first parak. Miyotzicha. Says that the Pharisee Yisrael, you know what Miyotzicha means? You should have Miyotzicha. That's a Kenyan Torah. You need to hack a little bit. You need to have a little downtime. That's a Kenyan Torah, says the Pharisee Yisrael. It doesn't mean that that's the kfius and then the Torah is the miut. No, sicha, right? Miut, sicha, but a little bit. Look what he says. Dvorim shel mabakach. What's mabakach? That means just like shooting the breeze. Mabakach. Umiuto yafel Torah kadesh nuach nefesh ksas. Well, we're not on the level. And we shouldn't be on the level. They say that Rav Steinman, one time he came back from one of his... when he was younger, Zvanim and Shiva came back home, and his parents were like, oh, how was this man? Great, wonderful. How was the learning? Awesome. Who are you learning with? Great Chavrusa. No, where is he from? What's his name? I never asked. So it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh for us. But that's not us, and it shouldn't be us. Shteinman was in a different world. But we should have miyotzicha. Whether it's to prevent burnout or just to be normal. Rav Shachter likes to say, it's a mitzvah to be normal. Where is that in the 613? It's a mitzvah to be normal. It's to be normal. Part of being normal is to live a balanced life. And that means spending time with family, exercising. It's all part of the mitzvah. It's not a violation of the Chovas HaLevavos. Or of Aaron Soloveitchik. Aaron Soloveitchik, I remember him when I was in YU. It was after his stroke. So he could, he's walking. Like to come from the door, come to the door to sit in this chair would take him about 5-6 minutes. He had a walker, little step. I remember when I used to be in the base medrash, the door used to open. It took him about 15 minutes to get from the door to his seat, which was like 4 steps. Remember, we'd be in the middle of davening, we'd be in the middle of Shema or Berachas Kriya Shema, Rav Shechter would stand up in the middle of davening, stand up until Rav Aaron got to his seat. It took a long time. But if you ever, and he used to krechts, and he used to mumble things. I confirmed this with his son. He used to, what was he mumbling as he was walking? Achas. Achas v'achas. Achas u'shtayim. Achas v'shal. That's how he... Because that was his avoda. Life was his avoda. Walking was his avoda. And we have to recognize that. And that's all part of our framework. The Rashba writes, a beautiful Rashba. We can think about this every morning. One of the three reasons we wash our hands in the morning. Source 21. One of the three reasons we wash our hands is like... We're like the Kohen before he does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that reflect? It means that the rest of our day is Avodah. The rest of our day is Avodah. On a tzrichin list, Kadesh b'kdushaso v'litol yodeinu min akli. So yes, exercise. Yes, downtime. But obviously, just three points that we have to be wary of. Number one, the downtime can't become the ikker. Our life is not about. I remember one time somebody came to me, he's like, Rabbi, I would love to go to Minyan in the morning. I just can't because like the gym opens then. I just want to get to the treadmills before it gets busy. I said, find another time of day. I said, you can't, change the ikker and the tafel. Exercise is great, but it doesn't mean that it's doche tefillah b'tzibur. It doesn't mean it's doche other things. Right, one of the great Tanoim in Kuf Mem Zayin in Shabbos, when Rav Elazar ben Arach went to a certain vacation place, he forgot his learning. Hard Gemara to understand. He couldn't even remember Achodesh Zelachem, the pasuk. But number one, it can't become the ikker. Number two, the ends cannot justify the means. No, it's not like certain places, certain types of entertainment, certain relaxation is not appropriate. So it's not like. Okay, leisure's good, not sicha, so... No, the end doesn't justify the means. It has to be an appropriate leisure activity. So number one, it can never become the ikar, even if it isn't appropriate. Number two, it has to be appropriate. And number three, we have to be honest with ourselves, because every single one of us needs different amounts of miyut sikh, of downtime. But we have to be honest. We have to be honest with ourselves, just like the Aras Sameach says. I think we spoke about this last week. Last week, about Talmud Torah, we quoted this Aras Sameach in 25. Right, some people can sit and learn for 18 hours a day, and it's like the greatest thing. And some people can't. Some people can learn a few hours a day, and some people, as they get older, can learn an hour. But everybody has to be honest with themselves what they could do. In terms of, let's say, formal Avodas Hashem and informal Avodas Hashem. So again, it has to be in different stages of life. We might need different things and different, but it's all alluded to. Maybe this whole idea that we've been speaking about is alluded to in one word in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Turning to the back page. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's fascinating that this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said, you can't even make a parnasa, you just got to learn every second. Rabbi Shimon Omer. I think that's the Rabbi Shimon. I don't remember. Maybe this is different Rabbi Shimon. This is by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I don't remember who the previous Mishnah is. I take it back. I don't remember. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is that, but this in Pirkei Avos might be different. I don't remember. So anyway, he says, "Hamahalef baderech v'shono masim v'mishdasu." If somebody's walking on the road and he's learning and he stops from his learning, va'omer, and he says, "Manoa ilanze, manoa nirze." What a beautiful tree! What a beautiful field! Ma'alav akasav gilu mischayev benafsha, mischayev misa. So what does this mean? That you can't stop learning? You have to learn every second? So the different pshatim given, some say, it's at a time when you're supposed to be learning. But there's a chassidish of art that's really beautiful on the Mishnah. All right? I don't know, maybe it's from your, the Minchas Aluzer, I don't know. Right? Hamafsek, malech baderech. If somebody's going on the way, umafsek, and he considers it a hefsek from his learning to say, Hashem, what a beautiful tree you made. If you think there's something outside of your Avodas Hashem that's a hefsik, because if you live life properly, if you live life like Hashem wants us to, everything is in that framework. There's nothing that's a hefsik. There's nothing that's a break. There's learning, and there's davening, and there's exercising, and there's, you know, relaxing, and whatever it is. So, yes, there's definitely a place for leisure. And especially, I would say, in our day and age, again, with those three caveats, right? That has to be a limit, it has to be appropriate. But we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves, both physically and emotionally and psychologically. Hashem, we should all find the right balance in order to fulfill our potential in our Avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Second place of today's Shia was the other topic I was going to do. Maybe I'll do it next week. And halacha lemaisa shailas that come up in Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim. I don't think we spoke about that this year yet. That was on the list. And there was a... And somebody asked me to give a shalant shir. Shailas that come up by making shalant. Right? Just the three or four areas that you got to know. You go to an apartment, you put up a shalant, the three or four shailas. Maybe we'll do those too. We'll see. Yeah?
What if someone has some sort of form of leisure activity that's not bad, but maybe slightly addictive.
If something is addictive, it's a problem.
It's not addictive, it's just that often addictive things are odd because I don't know how to explain.
Somebody plays a game on their phone.
So like, what if something that like require in theory a long term? So is it better that they keep doing that, or they can also keep with the lifestyle, or is it better that they take the time out of? You know, what if they had to go to rehab? I would think that's a bad hobby. But is it better?
Any type of hobby that's going to require rehab is not part of your Avodas Hashem. That is not part of your Avodas Hashem.
Someone's already an alcoholic. Is it better that they drink and continue learning, or is it better that they
take care of themselves? Because eventually, if you don't take care of your addiction, then it's going to lead to. It's not going to be good. You got to take care of your addiction.
It takes a long time.
You got to take care of your addiction. Take care of yourself. Right, you got to be healthy in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to be healthy in body and healthy in mind. Got to be healthy in mind. The goal of life is not to learn as much Torah as you can. The goal of life is to be an Eved Hashem. That's the goal of life. And within that, we have to learn as much Torah as we can. But if somebody is in a situation, they got to take care of themselves. I know. I'm asking for a friend. Okay. Go ahead.
So Rabbi Rosner, we're saying the whole life is not to be entitled.
I'm asking Ariel here. Ariel whispered
somebody else wants to.